I'm Josh Carey.
And I'm Chef Tom Jackson.
And you're listening to Cooking with Fire.
Today we're going to be cooking up a maple glazed pork tenderloin.
Let's get started.
This is Cooking with Fire, a global exploration of barbecue from KMUW.
Welcome to episode 61 of Cooking with Fire. Maple syrup is a common pantry item in the U.S., but what most Americans have in their pantry isn't actually maple syrup.
The best-selling maple syrup brands in the U.S. include more corn syrup, high fructose corn syrup, water, and sugar than they do actual maple syrup.
While the most popular maple syrup brands aren't really maple syrup, there is still a lot of the pure stuff made today. The state of Vermont makes over 500,000 pounds of maple syrup each year, and their friendly neighbors to the north in Quebec, Canada, make over 6.5 million pounds of maple syrup every year.
Of course, Canada is well known for their maple syrup, but some of the earliest myths of the food's origin actually center back in the great state of Vermont. Native Americans were tapping maple trees and boiling the sap into syrup for hundreds of years before any Europeans stepped foot onto the shores of North America. In fact, it has been going on so long that we don't really know when the ritual began.
As with any ancient tradition, the oral histories passed down from generation to generation have larger themes involved than just simply that of making food. Much like the Aztec believed the gods had formed man out of corn, early native tribes told stories of Prince Glooskap, who caught his people drinking syrup from the maple trees instead of working the land. Enraged, he used his magic to add water to the syrup and only allowed it to come out in spring. This way, the humans had to boil the sap to create syrup and couldn't lazily drink it all day.
Another origin for maple syrup is one in which a native woman who was preparing a meal of boiled meat ran out of water. With no water source close, she tapped a maple tree and used the sap to boil the meat. The sap boiled down to syrup while the meat cooked, and the people of the tribe have been making maple syrup since. Now, this origin is apropos for today's cook, as we're going to do something similar. Don't worry, I'm not going to boil meat and water. Instead, we're going to make a sweet maple glaze that will coat a nicely grilled pork tenderloin.
Now is the perfect time to cut out to Chef Tom in the ATBBQ.com teaching kitchen and get started on today's recipe.
Well, today we'll be making some grilled pork tenderloin with a maple and Dijon glaze. This is a really simple recipe, which makes it very accessible. Pretty much anyone can pull this off, but it doesn't lack anything in flavor despite its simplicity. So the first thing that you're going to do is take your pork tenderloins, and I've got a couple of them here because they're fairly small, and we're going to just trim off the silver skin from the outside. That silver skin is that shiny stuff that sort of sits on the surface of the meat. You can't really break it down by cooking. You're just going to chew on it afterwards, so we take it off. Once you've got that accomplished, you're going to want to grab, say, like a pint-sized mason jar, and you're going to take 1/2 cup of maple syrup, and you want to pour that into your jar, and then add to the jar 1/2 cup of Dijon mustard, and then we're just going to give this all a stir with a fork. So we've got this sweet maple Dijon mustard mixture. And before we do anything else to this, we're just going to drizzle a layer across our pork tenderloins. So not too terribly much, just enough to kind of coat the surface. And you'll want to get all surfaces coated. What we're doing here is creating a binder for our seasonings to stick to the meat. So it's best if you cannot dip a brush in here right now. We are going to cook this later, but just to prevent any contamination, I'm just pouring out a little bit at a time onto the surface of the pork tenderloin. And then wearing a glove, you can kind of spread that around the surface of the pork tenderloin. Now at this point, we can set that glaze aside. We've only used a couple tablespoons of it. And we're going to go with a very simple seasoning on the outside here. I've got some pecan smoked salt. We're going to hit the surface of the pork tenderloins with the smoked salt. And then we've got some black pepper. Fresh cracked is best. And then just because I really love the way that thyme goes together with pork and with maple syrup, I'm going to take some dried thyme leaves and I just sort of crush them between your fingers as you sprinkle it over the pork. So that's all the preparation we need on these pork tenderloins. We're going to get the grill fired up to 450 degrees. We're set up with a direct grilling zone and an indirect grilling zone. This is very common. Most of the time when you see us grilling something, we'll work this way so that we have a very hot area directly over the fire and a bit cooler indirect area where we can bring up the internal temperature of the piece of meat once we've achieved the color that we like on the outside. So let's head out to the grill. Like I said, we're gonna start off on the hot side of the grill over direct flame. And we're placing these pork tenderloins right there on the hot grate so you can hear that sizzle. So I'm gonna close up the lid on the grill We'll let these get some nice grill marks on them before we flip them and char the other sides as well. So as we wait for our pork to get some nice color on it, I've come back inside and back to our glaze mixture, and I've placed this into an 8-inch cast iron skillet, and we're going to bring this up to a simmer and reduce it down a bit to thicken it. So once you see the bubbles form, just turn that heat down to low and let it slowly simmer away and reduce. Our glaze has been cooking down for about 5 minutes now, noticing that the bubbles are getting larger. That's one of the signs of the reduction. It's probably reduced by about half now, so I'm gonna turn the heat off. So we'll transfer that back to the pint jar, and I'll use a brush to glaze this onto the pork tenderloins here in a bit. Now I've been rolling our pork tenderloins around over the direct flame for about 15 minutes now, and I'm getting some great color on all different sides. But the internal temperature is still sitting at about 105 to 115, maybe that right in the middle of that range. So we've got about 30 degrees to go before these are fully cooked. We're aiming for 140. So I'm gonna move these off to the indirect side of the grill. And as I do that, I'm gonna go ahead and brush these with our glaze, our maple mustard glaze that we've reduced down by half. And this is just gonna sort of tack up on the outside and add a really nice caramelization. And we'll come back to do this a couple of times before these are finished. So check back in about 5 minutes and see how our internal is doing. And go ahead and give it another coat of the glaze. Well, we've made it to 140 on the internal temperature here. I'm giving these one last glaze. It only took about 10, 15 minutes, so these have been glazed 3 times now. But we're gonna pull these off, let them rest just to let that glaze set up a little bit more and the juices distribute throughout all the way to the ends of the pork loin. And then we'll slice into this thing and see how it tastes. All right, we've given these a little time to rest, so I'm gonna slice these into medallions. And we'll cut one up and see how it tastes. It's incredibly tender, lots and lots of juice coming out of the center of this, which is exactly what we're going for, and not hard to achieve if you make sure that you stick to that 140 range on the finishing temperature. Let's have a taste. Wow, it's salty, it's sweet, they're perfectly complementing one another, and you're definitely getting that maple flavor that pops out of there, and just so juicy. That's a really fantastic use for maple syrup.
That does it for today's episode. Let us know if you cook this recipe, and email us at cookingwithfirepodcast@gmail.com to let us know what else you'd like us to feature on the show.
And as always, visit kmuw.org to get the full recipe for this week's cook.
Thank you so much for listening, and if you enjoyed the show, please head over to iTunes and leave us a review. This allows us to reach more listeners. And join us next time as we make creamy polenta from scratch and top it off with shredded barbecue chicken.